Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I please start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2511 2001 0005 5482
5482 Give me 1 second to pull up your file, sir. And who am I speaking to with today?
My name is Fekir Saint Fleur, and my nickname is Pashu.
Pashu.
Yes. This thing was sent under my nickname, Pashu Saint Fleur.
It was. What was your first name again, sir? Can you repeat that slowly?
Fequiere.
Fouquier. Got you. And what is a good phone number to reach you back, just in case the phone call drops? We just got a new system.
978-440-9009.
Perfect. And it looks like you're interested in some of our working capital and equipment financing programs. Is that correct?
Actually, I did apply in, around February, March, with Cardiff for loan equipment, but they turned me down, and I was surprised I received this thing the other day, Friday. I was surprised.
Yeah, well, it's been a little bit of while, so we'd like to reach back out. Before we continue, though, I just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then we can answer any questions and go from there. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Is this LaPelle's dry cleaning of Sudbury?
No, it isn't. It is okay. Green dry cleaning.
Green dry cleaning. Perfect. And is that the DBA name as well?
The name is Four Corners Dry Cleaning, DBA Green Dry Cleaning.
Okay, so the name is Four Corners Dry Cleaning. Perfect. And what's the address that we have on file, please?
523 Boston Post Road, Sudbury, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
01776.
And Pashu, how long have you been in business here?
It's going to be 10 years this November.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations. And are you 100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect. And one more. Are you a incorporated or LLC, sole prop?
Yes.
Which one?
What do you mean by which one?
There could be a corporation, it could be an LLC, or it could be a sole proprietorship.
I believe it's an LLC.
LLC? Perfect.
Yes.
All right, so just recapping what you have told me so far, you applied in February and March via the direct mail, and you weren't able to issue an approval at that time, but we had just reached out again, is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And this time around, you know, are you looking more at working capital or equipment financing?
I've been looking for equipment financing ever since then till today.
Okay. Oh, wow. Have you applied anywhere else?
Yes, I did, but they turn me down every day.
Okay. Do you remember who you applied with?
At Cardiff or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else I applied with my bank Santander. I applied with Middlesex. I applied with TD Bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've reached out to a few different lending companies and banks, and they weren't able to issue an approval. Did they give you the reasoning why here, or was it credit based?
No, they said dry cleaning is a risky business.
Restricted business.
Risky business.
Okay, I got you. Risky business. Yeah, and sometimes banks aren't able to issue approvals. Just you're too high risk, or you know, in their eyes, obviously, they have had some regulations come down on them in the recent decade. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what kind of equipment you're looking for today, Pashu.
I'm looking to have a press, a set of for the laundry shirt press machine, and also a dry cleaning machine, hydrocarbon dry cleaning machine.
And then a hydrocarbon dry cleaning machine?
Yes.
How much were both of these pieces each?
The total, let me see, hold on 1 second, because I believe I got everything on paper here somewhere, but I got to look for them. I didn't know if I was going to go through this, but that's why I didn't have my stuff ready. My folder. Okay, that is equipment. Where is my equipment stuff? Okay. Okay, give me a few seconds here. Let me.
No, don't worry.
Yeah, thing together here, cause I know I got my stuff together, but apparently I'm on the wrong file. Okay, could you give me a second, please? I got a customer in.
Yeah, of course. Just put me on hold.
Okay.
All right,
thanks. Okay, the total for these equipment is $210,695.44.
So right about 210K, perfect. What's the breakdown specifically on each? What's more expensive? You could just ballpark it. Say, you know, the shirt press is 50K and the other is 160. What's it like?
Okay, I got everything there. Let me. Okay. The hydrocarbon machine itself, which is a Hoffman stuff, a Union EM blah 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 hydrocarbon 60-pound capacity is $55,755.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the WO3 double duck body sleever plater by Hoffman and for the shirt is $38,470. And then of course you got all these things that come with them, all those the part of a combination of things, and that's the reason why they came up with $210,700.
Really? So most of the cost, it costs more to install them and to have all the parts put in than it does for the machines themselves?
No, actually no, because everything, like I said, these are the main item for the as equipment, But there is stuff that coming with them need to attach to do, you need this to do that, you need that to do this.
Okay.
In other words, actually, I can fax this over to you, and then you take a look, and then see yourself, see for yourself.
We'll definitely do that. Just want to continue the conversation a little bit. Do you have this invoice from all the same vendor?
Yes.
Perfect.
It's a Garmet Machinery Company, Inc.
Perfect. Have you worked with them in the past, or is this the first time?
Actually, I've been dealing with that specific salesman ever since 2007, 2008.
Good. So you have an existing relationship here with your vendor, and you know there's no surprises on that end, right?
Nope.
Okay, good. And tell me a little bit, Pashu, what's the return on investment you'll get from, you know, this $200,000 machine here, or set of machines, upgrade?
According to my calculation, because right now, what I do is, everything that I have, I got to send it out to my first company, which is Lapels, so they can do these things, because I don't have the because I'm promoting green, but I can't do it myself. So you got to go to another green company. Now, by doing so, by having my own equipment, doing my own, giving my own plant, it would be more rentable for me than it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of figure in mind? Are you going to be saving maybe $10,000 a month, $5,000 a month? What do you estimate on savings, or what's the reason behind this? You know, give me some numbers.
Okay, I'll be saving. Right now, I'm paying on a weekly basis. It costs me $2,000 on a weekly basis, meaning in a month. Again, this is a seasonal business where summer is not a good a good season.
That is good, of course.
Okay.
Why? Now, what's the reasoning for that? Why is summer slow?
Because summer, you wear your T-shirt, your shorts. These things you can put them in your.
I see. So the nicer clothes, you know, when you're getting your jackets, your suits. I see. I never thought about that. You know, you don't think about these things when, you know, you're not behind the desk.
Exactly. When you work somewhere during the summer, they allow you to dress casually, so you can go with your sneakers and so forth. You're not gonna wear. I mean, I don't know, but you're not gonna wear your suit with on a summer day where it's 90 degrees out there. So you rather have a T-shirt on, a polo shirt on, and the shorts.
Exactly.
So summer is kind of it's slow, but it's still you're still living business, but not at the same rate that you have on winter. Right now is the season for dry cleaning, which is fall, and then you're going to go into winter, and you're going to go into spring. So which of those three seasons are the season that your business got to be up?
Good. Yes. Of course.
Okay. Now, by paying $8,000 a month for cleaning to have this thing done, so it'd be more rentable for me if I can do it myself. And and not only that, I got my own base right now. But by having an expansion or another store, a plant, the receiving from the other plant will be as great as it is right now. Because right now I got a storefront, which is a drop store.
Mm-hmm.
A drop store. So that drop store and couple orders will be feeding my plant.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning on maybe bringing in any business from other cleaners that are outsourcing it, kind of like you're doing now? Exactly. Okay. And what would you charge for a service like that? Around the same price that you're paying now currently for someone else to do it for you, about $2,000 a week. Obviously, depending on the size.
Depending on the size, exactly. Depending on the size and how many job sort that I can bring in, and plus the walking customers.
I understand. Perfect. So you're going to save money by not outsourcing. You're going to make money by, you know, helping other businesses do their green cleaning.
Exactly.
Perfect. Do you have a time frame you're looking at to do this? Pretty immediate?
If I could have done it ever since February, March, right now, I'm not going to say I would be sitting on a gold mine, but I'd be sitting pretty good.
I mean, you've already gone 6 months just about, so, you know, just in saving, you know, you would have saved close to $40,000-$50,000 just.
I would have been nailed for $50,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I had things done in February and March, and then I had three stores that were waiting on me to open up the plant, but unfortunately I couldn't. So,
what would you say you lost out on just not having those three stores? You know, since February, maybe 30,000, 20,000.
Well, those three stores will be bringing me at least for the 6 months period. It was taking about $40,000 to $45,000.
Wow.
Yep.
So about $45,000 in missed opportunity there, and then another like $40,000 in missed savings, pretty much.
Missed savings, and that doesn't include myself. I'm talking about the stores, not so myself.
So that's like, you know, you've already lost out on somewhere around $80,000, correct, this year?
You're right.
Wow, okay, so this is pretty important for you then. So, you know, let's try and get this approved and get this done, Pashu, because, you know, you're missing out on some money here.
You don't know how much I've been banging my head every single day to have someone to try to understand what the fact. I understand. But every single business is a risky business.
Yeah, of course. But
dry cleaning, they told me it's risky. Okay, but I've been in there for 10 years. This November is going to be 10 years.
Yeah, you know what you're doing, man. How'd you get started, by the way, Pashu? Was it a family business? How'd you get into this?
No. As a matter of fact, I quit an engineering job because I'm a hardware engineer.
Oh, really?
In 2003, I quit. And then I was trying to find something to do for myself. Till I went to Lapels, the your first comment there on Lapels, if the business is Lapels. Yes, I bought the franchise. I bought the franchise in 2006. And in 2006, it was Lapels. And I don't like the way things were going. And I decided to become independent.
When'd you go independent?
I went independent in 2009.
Okay.
And then I switched the name from Lapels to Green, and I've been Green ever since 2009 till today. I've been in the business for 10 years, but Lapels, Green Dry Cleaning is in there for 7 years.
Perfect. Very interesting switch of career. You know, some things just kind of have a way of happening. So tell me a little bit more about the business here. What were your gross annual sales like last year? Ballpark, just an estimate.
Last year, that was $190,000.
Okay. And, you know, how's your personal credit, Pashu? Is it good, bad, in the middle?
My credit is in the middle because I believe right now it's on a six, between 660 or 670.
All right, perfect. So slightly below average, and you know, it does make it a little bit more difficult to get equipment financing because it's credit based. But I'm very confident that we can help you out here. Especially, you know, it is a high risk business, but some of the larger banks, I know, like TD Bank, you know, turning you down is understandable because they did have some, you know, regulatory sanctions, I guess you can call them, come down in the last 10 years, so they really can only lend to people that it's, you know, 800 credit, 750 credit. Have you looked any, you know, where else besides us in the past month, or?
No, in the past month I didn't do nothing. The past couple of months, ever since February or March, whatever, the last time I spoke with, what was that guy's name? As a matter of fact, he was recommended to me by someone that I was going to rent a location from.
Really? Do you remember who you were working with?
I can't remember his name. But he's a guy. By that time, he was having, somebody was sick in his family. He couldn't be in the office.
Okay, so it was Gabe. Yeah, I know he had to leave for some family reasons.
Yeah, there was someone that was supposed to leave for some family reason, and the guy that
took over
here in Massachusetts was he knows him, and he recommended me to him, and he did his best to help me too because he has other business down here himself.
Okay.
The guy here. He got. He's a landlord. He's in a business here and there and so forth. So he had tried. He did his best to help me, but unfortunately, things didn't work out.
Yeah, we'd love to try it again. I mean, you know, things have gotten a little bit easier since February. You know, as far as, you know, central bank is concerned, you know, they haven't raised rates yet or anything, which is always good. But. Let's. Do you have any other loans out on the business, Pashu?
No.
Nothing. Nothing with a daily payment. No working capital. Nothing like that.
Yes, I do have a working capital.
What kind of, can you give me the details? Who is it with? How much is it for? When did you take it out?
It is with. Rapid
Advance or.
Rapid Finance, or Rapid Advance, whatever the name is. And that was, this is September,
mm-hmm.
August, July, June, May.
Okay.
That was in May.
How much did you take from them?
They gave me $28,000.
Perfect. And were you paying daily on that?
Daily, yes, how do you call this? ACH.
ACH, yes. How much was the payment for?
It's on a certain percentage hold on my hold back on my credit card sales.
Okay, on credit card sales. Perfect. Do you remember how long that was for? I know you took it in May. What was the term on that?
It's for 10 months.
10 months. Perfect. Yeah, we just like to know what your past experience were, what you're currently, you know, paying. When's the last time you financed any equipment, Pashu? Has it been a while? Have you ever done it before?
No, I haven't done that before.
Never financed equipment. Okay. How'd you get started then? Just all cash? You just purchased the franchise lapels all cash and?
All cash.
Wow. All their equipment came with the franchise, was in the building already, or
okay. The equipment that they provide you with, and when you with an as a franchise was the computer and everything that the software and so forth, because we got to buy the software with the computer at the same place,
mm-hmm.
And I have the racks and. And everything else that is there. But as far as machines concerned, no, I don't have that. That's the reason why it is a drop store.
Mm-hmm. It's just drop store only. I understand. Is that standard what Lapel does, or do they give you options to purchase machinery through them, or they're just more of a drop store only?
They would have done that for me if I had asked him and stay with them. Since I didn't ask them because I didn't like the way things were going. As a matter of fact, I got sued by them when I was leaving.
For what?
Because it was a franchise that I signed for 10 years.
Oh, and then you wanted to leave, and then they got upset about that.
Exactly. And when I told them the reason why, because they promised me this, they promised me that, even though when I fulfilled my end of the bargain, but I didn't see them the fulfilling days, and I said, no way, you're not gonna screw me like that.
That's what these big businesses do, man. They'll take advantage of the small guy every chance they get because, you know, how do you think they became such a big business?
Exactly. I told them I'm not stupid. And then I decided to leave, and then they sue me.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Haven't heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. They sue me. They sue me because I stayed with them for 3 years, and they said I had to pay the 7 years because I didn't want to stay. The contract over for 10 years. And I understood that. But I didn't expect them to sue me for 7 years, but they did it anyway.
What happened with that litigation? Is it currently ongoing, or?
I'm done paying these people ever since that happened in 2009. Ever since 2011, I didn't owe them a dime.
Good.
I call myself Green Dry Cleaning, getting away from them. I'm independent. I'm on my own, and I don't owe anybody anything.
Okay, good. Well, it sounds like we've talked a lot. Do you have any other questions concerning, you know, the application process, anything like that? I'm really just going to need the one-page application, very similar to last time, a tax return, the invoice that you have for the equipment.
Yep. I can do that. I can fill out the application. I have no problem with that. And I put the package together and fax them over to you.
Yeah, perfect. You can email or fax. What's easier for you?
The fax is much easier because I can copy anything. I can photo anything here. My the system that I have here is for dry cleaning only. I don't want to go on top of it to mess up whatever it is because the software is made for that.
I understand. So you want me to fax you the application or email it to you?
Oh, I got an application with me.
Oh, you already have one?
Yeah, when I received the envelope there, it said business loan application, commercial finance division, San Diego, California.
Perfect. Does that say fax to fund on it?
Fax to fund. Toll free, 1-888.
I'm going to send you a different application because that's for a different, you could do the fax to fund that way, or just do the one, I'm going to fax you one right now, okay? What's a good number?
Okay, I tell you what. Let me give you my email address so you can email it to me so I can print it out from the computer.
Yeah, do this one just because if that goes to the fax, the fund, it's just a different department. It's just something different.
Okay.
What's your email?
The email is fequeire.stfleur2.
Mm-hmm.
@al.com.
At what?
AOL.
AOL.com. Perfect. I'll send that right away with the information I need, and I'll provide the fax number that you can send it over here as well.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. I'll send that in about 5 minutes, Pashu. Do you think you can get that back to me later today?
I got to put all these things you asked me together. I might say I do that. I'll send him over for you tomorrow.
All right, I will, I'll give you a call tomorrow around the same time if I don't see anything.
All right, it sounds good. And then you're going to send your information on that with that email?
Of course I am.
All right, thank you.
Again, this has been Pete, Bank of Cardiff. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.